Chapter 3. City Park was the biggest park in town. It had a duck pond, a carousel, and a little grassy hill where people went to fly kites. There were lots of paths for walking or riding bikes, and benches where you could sit and rest in the shade. The wedding was taking place near the pond, which was ringed with giant willow trees. Gabby saw rows and rows of white chairs facing the water. A great white tent had been set up on the grass. A few people scurried around inside it, laying silverware on tables and putting out food. "Isn't this a lovely place for a wedding?" her mother said. Gabby swallowed hard. It all looked much bigger and more grown up than she had imagined. Big and a little scary. She wriggled her shoulders, feeling the empty space on her back where her wings should have been. Bess poked her head out from Gabby's basket.
"Are we there yet?"
"Not now, Bess," Gabby whispered.
She pulled the tissue back over the fairy, just as Lainey walked up next to her. Lainey had her sweater bundled in her arms, as if she were carrying a package.
"Are you sure you're okay? About your wings, I mean?" she said.
Gabby nodded. She held her hand over the basket so Lainey couldn't peek inside. "We'd better find someone and let them know we're here," Mrs. Vasquez said. At that moment, a woman in a pink suit came striding toward them. She carried a clipboard in the crook of her elbow.
"Is this our flower girl?" she exclaimed.
She checked her clipboard, adding, "Gabriela Vasquez?"
"It's Gabby, not Gabriela,"
Gabby said shyly.
"Aren't you cute?"
the woman replied. She made a little check mark on her clipboard, then turned to Gabby's parents.
"I'm Amanda Cork, the wedding planner. I'm here to make sure everything is perfect."
"Can we go say hi to Julia?" Mia asked.
"Of course not," the wedding planner exclaimed. "A bride should never be disturbed when she's dressing for her big day."
"Is that Mia and Gabby I hear?"
a familiar voice called.
"And Lainey and Kate?"
The girls turned. Not far from the pond was a little building.